I'm only in Timothy's calling me. Wanna check, see what he wants? Alright, let's pray. Father, I'm thankful for today. The blessing of life that you've given all of us today. We ask for your wisdom and your guidance this evening as we look over things pertaining to our schools, students, faculty, and staff, and administration. And we just ask for perseverance and wisdom for everyone. Lead us and guide us in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Motion to approve them. Moved by Tammy, seconded by Jason. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We'll start with Ms. Cliver.
Yes. Yeah, we'll start with Ms. Cliver.
So busy, but
that's really nice.
Awards will be Thursday at 2:00, right after the National Junior Honor Society induction. But we've had lots of field trips. We have the AR field trip. They're going to Plainview to go roller skating tomorrow, grades 1-5. Wednesday, the 8th, we get to go to lunch. I think they enjoy that every year, which they deserve it because they do so much. Fifth grade field trip to Tech and to the Lubbock Tornado Memorial. If you've never been there, it's really nice. It's on cue, so they have to really, okay, kids, stay together. But it really is nice. And so Robin was like, you know, that's something that the kids don't ever go to or things like that. So she started that this year, which is good. And then, of course, the induction awards and our Battle of the Houses and our fun day will be on Friday. And next week, we've got, kindergarten graduation. That's going to be at 3. Our Paw Pride trip. Those are the kids that get all A's and they don't miss school and they, you know, do what they're supposed to. They get to go out. And then we have our third grade play. We have our seventh and eighth grade play coming up next Tuesday night at 6, I believe. And so they've been working hard about that. And I think tickets are $6.
I haven't heard that.
I think she has to get money for the theater program. So you know, I've been hit up by every kid in seventh grade to buy tickets. So Matthew Solis won. He hit me up first. I got the ticket from him. But anyway, they're going to have that. It's just busy. We're winding down the school year. I think it's been a good school year. I know the kids are ready to have a break along with the teachers. Of course, this time of year. I mean, it's time for everybody to have a little bit of a break. So anyway, if y'all have any questions about what's going on, it's a lot. Everybody's busy.
I did not print out anything, but I will tell you what's going on. This week is pretty much our last full week of school for high school. We have testing tomorrow again. TSI testing will be tomorrow. It'll be the math portion of it. And then some retesters for the ELAR will also be doing their retesting, and that's tomorrow. Then we have baccalaureate practice this week. We have
Clark will be at 7 o'clock on the 17th, Sunday the 17th. Then it rolls into next week on the 19th. We have, Ms. Clyber was saying, the theater production in 7th and 8th grade. And then we also have High School Wolverine Pride Trip, which is you go on the Wolverine Pride Trip. If you meet 3 out of 5 6 weeks, you're in Wolverine Pride. And in order to be in Wolverine Pride, you have to have 0 unexcused absences. You can have 2 absences. You have to be passing. I see no office referrals. All of those good things. So that's how you get on the Wolverine Pride trip, and that's the exemption trip. Awards will be at 1:30 on the 20th, starting with the National Honor Society at 1:30, and then 1:30 after that is over, then we will start in the awards assembly. And I promise, all of this is on the calendar. On the district calendar if you need that. And then graduation's at 7 o'clock on May 22nd. Any questions for me?
Well, as they say, we're winding down a busy year. Finally getting to step back and relax a little bit, but it's still good. We got one kid still competing. Katie's going, I think she'll leave Thursday afternoon. Is that correct?
Yes, send-off will be at 12:30.
Get down there, and then she goes early, 9 o'clock early, but early. It'll be early for them because you got to get to the state and all the stuff, get checked in, all that. So it will be early. So she throws at 9, and I think they're trying to get back for, she's an usher for baccalaureate, so. Good things there, you know. Our kids are involved in everything. So.
Yes.
But it's been a great year. Golf, both teams go to state, losing one kid off each team, and I'm telling you, we'll miss those two. But I'm telling you, we got kids fixing it. But they showed some things at that state tournament that we're going to have kids to step up and go. Younger kids are already talking about it, so they're going. Track regional was good. Of course, Katie got third in the shot of the discus. Got the wild card to get to go. Victor got third in the shot and PR'd, but got knocked out by a kid in Region 2, by a couple of, not very much. But he PR'd there. Caleb placed in his 2 events, 6th and 5th. Ran times, bet faster than he's run all year. It's just when you get to that level, it's tough. You got to exceed. I mean, he ran better than he has all year. But it wasn't there. But all the kids competed well, enjoyed it, excited for what we got coming back and how things are going to go next year. We're already talking, we're in the weight room. Girls are in the weight room in the gym, and everything's already heading in the right direction. So just excited about what we're doing. Anybody got any questions for me?
Coach, why don't you mention the sports banquet, if you don't mind?
Oh, that's on it's Monday the 18th. So it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a fun one, so. I think we're doing it at 7. Well, I think we had it on the calendar 6, and Mark kind of put it out at 7, so he said it'd be easier for him to get food and everything there by 7, so I'm good with that. So it's going to actually be at 7 instead of 6 that's on the... Oh, did you change it? I think we changed it.
We sat down together. Right,
it's one of those crazy things. So it's going to be at 7 instead of 6. I think we're doing a Hawaiian beach... relaxing more theme. If you want, so you want to bring your lawn chair and not sit on those hard round tables at the cafeteria. Bring your lawn chair, bring your lounger, and sit back and enjoy it. So
that's a good idea. Yeah, okay.
I have 6 in here, so
okay. Anything else? A new business.
Okay. Sure. So the first thing the board is required to do following election is canvassing the vote. We will pass around the voter rolls and everything in there. You can look at it, you can look at the voter tallies. Then after you've had a chance to canvass a vote, the next thing would be to certify it. So I'm just going to start with Benita since she's closest to it.
made any little extra field trips that they're making when I was in school. I didn't even know they existed. Can't be able to turn it off if you're going to be doing something else. No, I didn't do it. Yeah. You're not that much older.
He's older than me. See, Clint's older than me too, though. So
you have more gray hair than me.
I do.
Really sick.
Yeah. She ratted her out.
Really?
I was like,
crazy.
Ready to go on my side. Thank you.
Yes.
She's helpful.
Yeah, she was.
We'll have several things to sign, including I had that canvas of election. Okay, all right. So you sign
said it.
Then we have to put the number of votes in y'all canvas of vote. And these are their oath of offices, which they can say themselves with those gentlemen. Then I'll make sure they get notarized.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
She called me a loser the night of the election.
This one and pass them down to Tammy because this is the office role. We'll say when we get to this one. So, yeah, they're both the same. So.
Board of Trustees. The second round, Board of Trustees.
That's correct, yes.
That's me. Is that me? My signature.
That's your signature, yes. Because you're going to say that when we get to that on the agenda. Y'all both have to actually say this when we go into the office.
Say what y'all called me.
For doing that.
no longer. Oh, maybe they are in order. I don't know.
We'll let you figure that out.
No, I don't know. Okay, so now we need a motion to certify it, right?
Yes.
Motion.
Thank you, Benny. Okay. It's been moved by Trent. Is there a second? By Benito, all those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries.
Yes, sir. That's cool.
Congratulations.
And you're signing. I think we need Clint's on the back of that.
Oh, it's on the back, not the bottom?
Let me see. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, these are the two board members that are elected, and your signature's on the back.
Do we have whiteout?
Yeah, it's no problem. I can just cross it out. It's just a problem.
Okay.
It's not a problem. Sorry, I should have told you that.
Okay, now. Trent and Tammy, have you read your oath of offices?
Clint, can you sign that for me,
please? You can read that out loud if you wish.
Actually, want to hear it in a song?
In a song?
Would it be? Have to?
No, if you wish, you can read it out loud.
Go for it.
Yes, you
have
to.
Make me.
Yeah.
We did make Clint.
Yeah. I just put school board member.
Right? Yes, our board of trustees.
Okay.
Either.
Oh, Clint did it too. Clint, I signed the wrong spot. You signed the wrong. It's the back.
I just signed where you signed.
I know.
She crossed it.
I messed it up.
See, I should have said that to Clint too. I should have said sign the back.
Okay, we don't need the bottom.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll start these around.
I'm going to see a couple of scribbles and B and some more scribbles.
It's okay.
Where's the actual address?
Oh no, you're talking about you can never.
There's no address. I mean, this is so. Is this that's their information? But where's the
That's the bigger information.
Where's the actual?
They on that they're very. It's limited and. In fact, yeah, like Tanya said, we discussed that a better description. Now, on both those properties, I think they're worth $1,000 or less, and so they're not. These are not.
And that's it. That's all they give you.
They don't even know where they're located or not.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say address of property. It doesn't say nothing. It says property description.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, they used to have a property
we've done
description
that before,
and it would be
when that's
like,
when people have asked for it. So.
Well, but wouldn't they say like? Block B of
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what are we actually approving? I mean, what are we okaying if we don't even know what property is or anything?
Well, it has the like I said, the value is attached to it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you're talking for both properties less than $1,500.
16859 and 60
was
the property. Like, you can Google that.
I think it's just
the
Land County,
the appraisal district.
Mm-hmm.
So
like, these are just accounts that have become tax delinquent?
They're delinquent, and they can put a bid on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll put their appraised value, then they have the bid amount on them. And I think the appraised value for both of them was right at $1,500, and they gave maybe half for each of it. So these are not large, these are not significant, pieces of property.
No, what we like it ends up you have to forgive some back taxes, right? But then they're supposed to pay from here on.
That's usually how it works. That's correct. And it's a benefit for everybody because now you start getting some taxes on it. And then hopefully they keep it up. That's the other benefit that directly affects the school. But just sitting there being back.
It's like right beside each other, it's 59 and 60. So it must be property.
One thing come up, I thought maybe you didn't. No worries to this point. Sure.
I mean, when you don't know.
Yes, yeah.
It's not some empty lots. It's somebody's house. Do the motion to approve. Can we make one motion for both?
No, ma'am. Well, we probably could if I would have listed them separate, but I have them listed individually, so.
Make a motion to approve the property bids 16859.
Been moved. Is there a second? Second by Tammy. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. How about next?
Motion to approve 16860.
I'll second it. Been moved by Clint, seconded by Benita. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. I almost said all those opposed just to see.
See if I'm paying attention?
See what happened. Okay. Now, you want
to? Sure. Currently, we have, which we've made y'all aware of, the three resignations we have. One is at the high school, two at the elementary. However, we do have one of the elementary teachers that will be moving back to the high school. Cassie will be moving back. So we created three openings at the elementary. So the next three are for three teachers for the elementary. And we have not, we intentionally are just hiring them as elementary teacher. And as we've gone through the interview process, we told them most likely where they'll be slotted, but we ask them to give us flexibility so we have some room to move them. And the first candidate up for y'all's consideration, her name is Tammy Engel. She has 34 years of experience, and from everything on her resume, she'll be coming from Littlefield, outstanding. And we are very blessed. I'm going to let Shayla talk a little bit about her. I feel like this is a real blessing for our district and for her campus. She just did a phenomenal job in the interview, but beyond that, her experience and her resume is just exceptional. And Tammy has a personal friendship with Shayla, so I'm going to let Shayla visit a little bit about her. So.
Tammy is probably one of the best teachers I've ever been around. So professionally, it's like the best hire because she is just so good. And so she's taught fourth grade in Littlefield. Fourth grade, she had to go to first grade 1 year, and then she came back to fourth grade, and then she's like, you know, I think I want to try fifth grade. So she went to fifth grade, and then she wanted to get back to fourth grade and thought she would just ride it out, you know. Well, you know, it's a God thing. It really is. She was thinking about retiring. She was thinking about, you know, and she just didn't know for sure. And I just texted her and just threw it out there. We work out every day in the mornings together. So I don't talk to her about that, you know. So I just texted her during spring break and was like, hey, what do you think? And then I'm very interested. Like, it was just, I think she is so excited about coming, and she is going to be a blessing. She's so dedicated. She's so hardworking. She loves the kids. She's amazing. And for her to even come over here is just a huge blessing for our school. But personally, she is probably one of the sweetest, nicest people that you'll ever meet, ever. She's just that type of person. And she touches everybody, like, and, you know, she'll get to know you. She'll touch you in a way that it's like, wow, you know, her being just shines through. I mean, it's just, she's just that kind of person. Anyway, I'm super excited that she even texted me back about it, you know. So, but she, anyway, strong, strong person. She started out in Lubbock teaching, loves it. She's, of course, certified, GT certified, she's ESL certified, she's, you know, all the things, but great, great person, but a wonderful teacher. So, I mean, we're very blessed. And she's counting this as a blessing as well. So,
where are you hoping to put her?
Third grade. That's where I'm hoping. So.
the best interview that I've ever sat here. She was phenomenal. She's just that person that you're just like, wow, you know, I want to be like her when I grow up. You know? So, but she's just a sweetheart. She married a guy that works at LCEC, and that's how she came to Littlefield, and that's how we got to be, you know, really good friends. She has one son, and he was Hunter's age, my son's age, so they graduated together. He was valedictorian, Hunter was salutatorian, and then he works at Tech. He has a master's and works at Tech, and his wife is a teacher at Coronado, and so that's how we got to know each other a long time ago, and they got married, and she moved to Littlefield, so anyway. Good.
Well, I'd like to thank Shayla for making the connections. We're going to talk about the second one here in a moment because she's got a twofer going here. But Tammy did do a fantastic job. You can think about it. You know, you're that many years of experience. You're that close to retirement. You live in Littlefield, but you're going to make the drive here. That should say something about her character and the relationship she has with Shayla. So we're blessed to have someone of that caliber coming to us, and we thank you for, you know, putting that in her ear to think about. So
it's a blessing. Like, I'm interested is like the best words. I was like, then we talked.
Yeah. Well, I make a motion that we are.
Been moved by Tammy, second by Trent. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Lacey Atkins.
Lacey Atkins. Again, we're leaving the grade level open because, you know, we told her we have an idea where she's going to go, but we asked her to be flexible. This is, again, another connection, relationship that Shayla has, and Lacey did a very fine job in her interview. We were very impressed with her years of experience, on paper, just an excellent teacher, and she interviewed very well. All three of these ladies that interviewed, I don't know exactly how, because I don't want, y'all probably feel every year when we talk about hires, and I can be optimistic, but I also try to be honest, and sometimes the pool is shallow, and we get what we get, you know, that happens. And sometimes, rarely, very rarely, do you interview people that have been in the same place for many years as these people have been, that have the references they have and want to come. That doesn't normally happen. But again, I appreciate Shayla and her connection. And I'll let you speak to her because you know her. And so.
Lacey and I taught third grade together for 16 years, and she's been in Littlefield for 18 now. That's her only teaching job that she's had, is in Littlefield. She just needs a change. She wants a change. So it's great, but she's, I mean, a good person. She is, of course, hardworking. She and I stayed late all the time. She was a reading teacher. I was a math teacher. We were the ones that were late and Tammy also, I mean, you know, it's those core subjects that we always work so late, trying to get everything done. But she and I would work late and get things done, you know, ready for the next day or ready for the week, and it was a lot. But she works hard. She is very dependable. She comes to, I mean, she's at work regardless. She just is, you know, she perseveres through everything. She needs a little change. So she was very open and interested. And I was like, okay, let's try it. And anyway, I think she and Emily could carpool together. Like, they've already talked about, you know, carpooling from Littlefield together. So I think she's just, I don't know where she, you know, where she'll be, but maybe younger, I don't know, but she's excited. I just saw her at the chiropractor before I came. We both had appointments about 4, and I didn't know she was coming in, and she asked me, she goes, is there a meeting tonight? And I was like, there is, and so she was just glowing, and so excited, and she's been asking me all sorts of questions about things and what can we do? I mean, you know, just little things like, you know, will she be able to put this up or what? Because, you know, they're very, you know, pretty strict and stuff, what you can
put on the wall or whatever. And I'm like, of course you can, you know, make it homey and make it great. But she's excited. She's got a senior this year that's graduating. And then she has an eighth grader that will be a freshman. And she said, depending on how high school goes over there, if she's not happy because there is a change, then she said, I don't have any problem bringing him over here. So we'll see. Maybe that would be great.
Yes.
If that happens. So.
Well, thank you again for that. That's outstanding candidates for us to get to consider.
Been looking for houses around here?
No.
Run you out of town.
And you know, someone called me a poacher the other day, and I just said, yeah, maybe. No,
she's working on trying to get that blue jean factory to move. She can get that done.
You know, it's funny. I mean, I've had two other people ask, hey, do you have any more openings? I mean, like, there's stuff that's happening that's not good. So they're just, you know, and they're just good people. Like, I mean, Tammy, and there's, you know, last year, no way would I've ever thought they would never even have even entertain the idea. But now they're excited. They are, I mean, both of them are just super excited. And I'm too. I'm just elated. So, another Lacey.
With a
Y. With a Y. I know, that's what I was saying. With
you
a
can
Y.
Keep them in line.
Well, it was fitting that Tammy made the last, you know, motion. I think it'd be fitting if you made this one. Yeah. Last, so.
Make a motion to hire Lacey.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Bonita. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
So the last one, which, you know, I mentioned the quality that, you know, that we typically don't have all of that at once, but Dorinda Hughes Rendon, it's a little different spelling, but it's pronounced Dorinda, but she was someone recommended to us by Ann Calloway. Now, do y'all know Ann, our curriculum director? I think most of y'all know her. Ann is phenomenal, and for years, she was a principal in Meadow. This was her special ed teacher. And Ann said that maybe the best special ed teacher she's worked with. So we're like, oh my goodness. So she's very high on Dorinda. Dorinda went through a family change, and it caused her to change careers. So she went from being a special ed teacher to a financial planner for the last few years. Well, Ann has stayed in touch with her, and she had an interest, and, you know, she told them what a great school we have, what a great opportunity. So Dorinda came. She lives in Lubbock, and if you guys, I know y'all know, you can go any place. Lubbock would love to have a special ed teacher, which she can do other things. That's, again, why we're keeping the assignment flexible. But that particular certification, it'll open every door you could want. I mean, and you could certainly make considerably more than what we would be able to, you know, to pay her. But we're excited to have her come. I think that it may work. We're going to look to see if there's housing open, because I think if we talked in the interview, if my memory is correct, she had an interest in taking a house if we could make that work. So we're going to try to make that work out for her. But again, another very strong candidate. And if y'all see Ann, thank her, because, you know, that was her putting a bug in Dorinda's ear and saying, you know, giving a good word for the school, and, you know, her coming out and interviewing. So,
kind of family does she have?
That she's older, yes, and so all of her kids, all of they're grown, and she has how many grandkids?
She has 5 children. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, golly, you talk about just an all-star mom. You could sit there and listen to her, what she did for kids. You're like, oh my word.
Mm-hmm. She married or single right now?
Well, she went through a family transition, and so.
And you can't ask those questions in an interview like Denver kid.
No, they can share it, but mm-hmm. Never ask them those questions. So.
I was thinking number of people for the house, you know. Oh,
yes, that makes sense.
It's been moved by Jason. Do we have a second? Second by Tammy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
talking, so the final item on the agenda, you guys are aware that we get a certain amount of money from the state to purchase curriculum with. It can be a variety of things. It can be online. It's less and less paper based. But what the board has to certify each year, which it's a law. I printed all the documents off if you had questions on it, which you may or may not. But you're welcome to look at it. But what it requires us to do is that we will not purchase curriculum that the state does not, it's not TEKS backed, that it's not curriculum the state supports. So we just can't randomly go out and purchase, you know, something that the state doesn't support or otherwise wouldn't align with, you know, with testing. And so by the board here, by if I can speak, the board certifies that that's how we will use the money, which we would anyway. And so
you can pass your test without your curriculum lining up with the TEKS, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. Which, you know, it's certainly a shift. Probably, you know, of course, Tammy would know this. For years, it was like, we don't want to teach the test. Then it became such that if you don't teach the TEKS, you will not. You can't have a special curriculum, because you could have lessons of the teacher that you really like. And you might spend, you know, 6 weeks working on it. But what unfortunately we found, the way the tests are and how encompassing it is, if you don't stay to that, you're at a glance, making sure your TEKS are embedded in your lesson plans, your kids cannot pass. And so that's what essentially this is saying. You'll adopt curriculum that's TEKS based, and we'll keep you online to cover all the TEKS. The kids will be held accountable for.
Is this what we use, or is that what is approved?
Yeah, those would be approved. Yes, it's not that, you know, those are things we can choose. Yeah, that we can pick from that list, and so. Whenever it's done, if you don't mind signing that. Should have printed them off in color, they'd look nicer. And then poor Trent's, when I was doing it, it resized the state of Texas little emblem there and then took it out of line. I could never get it back, so this will look a little different. It's still official.
He still remembers the Alamo.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve the TEKS certification form? It's been moved by Trent. Is there a second? Second by Benita. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah, we're in trouble now.
Tammy's
motion. Oh, did you make it, Tammy?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. She made it.
I'm making soft rap. Second by Clint. All in favor?
I actually didn't even have to ask for a vote.
You don't.
Clint needs that.
Clint, can you sign this for us if you don't mind?